Milton's NDP candidate had hoped for more, both personally and for her party at large. Still, Catherine Ann Cerlincioni comes away from her latest provincial election run with some significant positives to draw on. 2,403 people put their faith in me, and that's an honor I'll never take lightly, said the 33-year-old product specialist with Jane App, who finished third last night with 5.67% of the vote. A slim bump over the 1,851 votes her predecessor Edie Strawn garnered in last spring's by-election. I'm thrilled that voter turnout increased, especially in a February election. That tells me more people are engaged, more voices want to be heard. Now, it's up to us to listen. While the 2025 Ontario election will no doubt be remembered for the looming U.S. tariffs that served as its concerning backdrop, Cerlincioni feels issues such as education, healthcare and the environment were just as front and center. Now it's on us as voters to hold representatives accountable, to ensure promises turn into action and that our healthcare, education and economy are strengthened for whatever challenges come next. Addressing the time of the election, the two-time NDP candidate, who placed third with 3,777 votes during her initial go-around in 2022, said, "Winter elections are tough, by design. But Milton showed up, and that's what truly matters." Cerlincioni praised her campaign team that worked tirelessly, and added that every conversation I had made me a better candidate. So would she consider running again? Without a doubt. I love Milton, I love this community, and running is an honor.